after you buy those farms?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
It's 8:30. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Attendance by observation. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Beyer, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda is presented.
Motion to approve agenda.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Lytle absent. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with, for the record, Mr. Lytle showed up at 8:30. And we're just getting started here, Gary. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Are you on equalization or something else? Oh, okay. That'll be on the other part then. Need a public hearing. We need a motion to open a public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. A River Life Church.
Motion to open a public hearing.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to open a public hearing. Any comments one way or the other? And this is from Lori's office, isn't it? And it is for the Church of River Life Church, Dodge 1992 sports van. And I don't see the value.
What's the address of this church? And
900 West East Street, Wymore.
Okay. Is Lori recommending approval?
Yeah, she signed off. Motor vehicle tax zero, it says approval. So, yes, she has approved it. Any more discussion? Need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to close a public hearing. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the application for exemption.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 24.
Motion to approve. That was for, what was it, $66? What was the amount on that?
$61.34.
Second.
Moved by Bauman. Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Lorene, you're up.
I don't know. There isn't much. We're just getting ready with the tax rates, you know, filling those in for the treasurers. So we can start running our tax notices, you know, and stuff. So we're just kind of working on that. Annette and I went to a sales workshop or class on how to do sales with the state yesterday. That was kind of interesting. And we're just slowly getting ready for the end of the year.
Okay. Myron, you want to touch on the weekend?
Well, yeah, on the sales. But when will the valuation notices go out here in December? Our new valuations?
Yeah. Well, the tax statement will, yes.
Tax statement will, yeah. And talked to Rex and Matt a little bit when we had our committee meetings about the auction we had last Friday. You know, and I talked to Patty, and Patty couldn't be here today. And as far as how those sales will affect the valuation in the coming years. And maybe you could just do a little bit, and then the next time Patty's here, she could do more. Or I can tell you what Patty told me, too, or whatever. I mean,
Well, first of all, I think she told you that one sale does not make a market.
Right.
So we have to, you know, look at that. And right now that sale is outside of our guidelines for this year because we go from July 1st to June 30th, and we do 3 years sales on that. So we'll look at it, like, beginning next year on that.
Next year.
But a lot of times I think they end up throwing the highest one and the lowest one kind of out, too, on their equation.
She called them outlying. They don't just throw them out. They are taken into account, but it's not used at full face value or whatever. They have guidelines they can go by. Whereas the one farm up there, Buddy Witt, brought a little over 10,000, one brought 7-something, one brought 8-something. But her other one comment was, she said since there were three separate parcels, she wasn't sure she'd have to check into the fact how that will affect it. Because if you have just one parcel or one auction, then they call it an outlying thing, and then they can use different guidelines. But since there are three of them, there were three different parcels that sold, she would have to check into that and look at that, because that will definitely, it will have some long-term effect on how the county rates will be set and stuff going forward, not this year, but going forward in the coming years.
Because I heard there was going to be another sale in a few weeks up around Blakely.
Okay.
And this person told me that they figured the price will be about comparable to what this is, and so that will affect.
Well, if we start having more and more sales at that higher rate, then that really will start affecting particularly the ag land values in the county, you know, because one of the concerns the past year has been the lower-end housing market and how much that has been affected, and how much I think Patty also told me the other day that most of those sales are foreclosure sales now in the county. The people that are coming in to do reappraisals for different loans or whatever, they can't find any sales in the county right now, or they can't find enough sales for houses that aren't, especially the lower-end ones, that aren't in the foreclosure-type category. And that, you know, that's something that the assessor's office is having to work with. And how do you handle all of those?
Well, you know, yesterday in class, they were telling us that eventually the foreclosures will be our market, because everything will be like a, you know, a long time ago, you didn't really take an account if something was in an auction, because, you know, that really wasn't a fair market, you know, because way back when, that was like one of your last resorts. But now auctions are one of the norm, and so now we have to take in consideration if it's an auction or not. You know, so what they told us yesterday is foreclosures are the same thing. You know, a long time ago, we didn't really pay a lot of attention to foreclosures. We didn't use them. But because there is so many foreclosures now, it is going to make the market pretty soon.
It used to be there were occasional sales, both on the high end and on the low end, and those occasional sales are now becoming the norm on the high end and the norm on the low end. And your law will tell you how you need to take those into consideration. So it will have a tremendous effect, housing here, ag land here. So we're going to see a tremendous, as we've already started to see, increase in our valuation in the county with ag land carrying a heavier load than the housing market here. But their laws will govern that. I'm sure the assessor's office will take that into consideration, and we'll watch them very closely.
Anything else for equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:38.